Just didn't have anything to say.
Before we begin, it's funny how you have intentions of bringing something and you don't bring it. Anyway, there's this Western Mission letter that I was going to post at the back, so I'll just read it. It is important that we note this in our planners, and we don't have a lot of time. We have only till the 15th of March. So if you are... And I'll just read it and you'll understand, hopefully. And if you have any questions, you can ask me after. Apostolic Lutheran Western Mission. The Apostolic Lutheran Church, Western Congregations, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God's peace, the Apostolic Lutheran Western Mission will be holding their bi-monthly meeting Saturday, March 15th, 2025, at the Hawkins and Apostolic Lutheran Church in Brush Prairie, Washington. A Western Mission-sponsored Bible study will be held at 12:30 p.m. Everyone is invited to attend. This will be followed by the meeting at 3 p.m. We request that your congregation submit nominees either by letter or email for the 2025 election to the Western Board prior to March 15th so that we can compile a list at this meeting. Your congregation will be asked to vote on nominees prior to the May meeting. if you have already submitted. Nominees, thank you. Submitted nominees, thank you. The terms of Will Mattson, Hawkinson, Eric Holmgren, Vancouver, and Greg Somerville, Castle Rock, are expiring in July. Will and Eric have consented to renomination, but Greg has declined. Please confirm any nominees that are willing to serve a 3-year term and that are willing to submit to an FBI background check as required by Federation policy. If you elected a new secretary at your annual meeting or the mailing address for church business as has changed, please let us know. So basically what they're saying is they need the incumbents are that the two incumbents that are willing to serve again for another 3 years, they're willing to serve, but they still need nominees to present before so that they can pick somebody. So if you have somebody that you have in mind to serve on the Western board, you can let the Western Mission know. You can let us know, Cal, know we could submit those names. It's my understanding of this, Cal. Is that kind of the gist of it that you got? Yeah. So if you have names that you feel that, but please ask them before you submit the names. Obviously, you don't want to just pick somebody and then we call them and verify it, or they call them and verify it. Well, no, I don't want to really serve. So, but they're definitely, it's pretty quick notice here that we need to do that. We just got the information like a week ago, so it's kind of an important thing to note. And if you have people that you want to serve on the Western Mission, just send your names forward. Men's Bible study at my place on Wednesday at 7:30. Friday Bible study will be at 7. Sunday school and adult Bible study is at 10. A worship service at 11. Do we have any prayer requests?
Just a reminder, our 40 days of prayer starts on the 11th. All the information is on the website, so if you're interested in participating, just check the website.
Okay.
It'll explain everything.
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah. Lynn has been moved to Rimby.
Lynn has been moved to Rimby. Okay. Also, I'll thank the people from anybody that's gone to Anita's funeral yesterday, or keep Connie and family in your prayers as anybody that loses a mom. It's a tough situation, so keep her in your prayers. I'll just add that. Today's order of worship, hymn 157, Holy, Holy, Holy. Flint will read the psalm reading, 99. Then hymn 315, Jesus Christ is Passing By. The prayer will be kneel. Hymn 366, Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Misha will give us the sermon. It's Luke 9, 28 to 36. And the closing hymn is 474, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Yeah. I think I got that right. Any other announcements or messages? Let's begin.
Oh, The psalm reading for day is Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let him praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executeth judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredest them, O Lord, our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them. Though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Father, we thank you today for this most wonderful weather. We can't thank you enough that it could be minus 40 and drifting and have a tough time getting here. So we thank you for that, that we can all come today and be able to make it without any difficulty, let's say. And we thank you also for those of us in our congregation that were our farmers, that they are able to work in the warmth, so to speak. And we thank you for that. We also just thank you that we were able to come today, Lord, and gather together with a wonderful group of believers, and thank you and honor you this day. We ask that you would give Misha words that will direct us and challenge us and convict us that going forward. And we also ask that you would give us the ears to understand that which you would have us understand, and give us strength to be able to honor and glorify you through the coming week and days in this year. Let us come together and say that prayer that you've taught us, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, be free of those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, and grace and peace to you all from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And today we have this text, Gospel from Luke chapter 9, verses 27 to 36. And let us read in the name of Jesus. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter sent unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close, and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. Amen. We know about Jesus Christ. When he had his ministry on this earth, he did many things. So his ministry consisted of many different things. For example, he preached a lot. He taught people a lot how to live in society, how to live in family, how to deal with their neighbor, how to live in church and other. So also, he healed. Also, he healed a lot of sick people, and even he resurrected some people who were already dead, also this, and he walked a lot around that land, Galilee and Israel, and he visited people, he fed them, sometimes he did miracles. For example, he could feed 5,000 people with just several pieces of bread and fish. But also, Jesus, what was a very important part of his teaching was his teaching about kingdom of God, kingdom of God. And he taught about kingdom of God or a kingdom of heaven, he called it, in many things. In we can read many parables, and it was maybe the most difficult part of his teaching to understand for his disciples and for us also. And we all went to school. Some of us in this room go to school now, but some of us, like me, for example, went to school many, many years ago, but we all remember what was in our schools. We had two types of lessons. Lessons of theory, when we are sitting in a classroom and teacher explains us something. And also we haven't had practical lessons when we maybe see some equipment, or maybe we can work with tools, so some practical lessons. But both theory and practice have the same purpose, the same goal, to prepare students for their future life, for their future career, mission, and so on. And here in our text, we see very unique example when Jesus gives practical lessons about the kingdom of God to his disciples. And for that lesson, and we know when we had in our school, we had some practical lessons. It was not like real, for example, when we work with tools, it is not like a real plant or factory, when real shop and equipment, machines, everything is working. But this is example. Here Jesus gives such practical lessons to his disciples. It was a picture of a kingdom of God, or kingdom of heaven. And for that lesson, he didn't take all his disciples, but only three, his disciples, Peter, John, and James. Those three were maybe his closest disciples. And in the Bible, we can read three episodes when he took those three disciples with him. First time it was when Jesus resurrected daughter of a ruler of synagogue named Jairus. So he took those three disciples. Second time here, when it was transfiguration of Jesus. And the third time when to pray just before his arrest to Gethsemane. And he took Peter, John, and James with him also. And this time, those three were with him. And let us read our first verse, 27. Jesus says, "But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not state, which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God." And if we read only this verse, it can be confusing. How can it be standing here, but they will, before their death, they will see kingdom of God? But when we read this verse together with other verses of our text, we understand it. And it is written here, next verse. "And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray." And this story about transfiguration is described in three different gospels. Gospel from Luke, we are reading now, also in 17th chapter of Matthew, and in 9th chapter of Mark. But in Matthew, for example, it is written that they went, and after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to the mountain. After 6 days, but here it is written about an 8 days. But there is no contradiction here. I can give you an example. When two friends go together to some trip, and one of to some trip, for example, I don't know, to British Columbia, and all the time they will be together, but one of them tells you, "Oh, we are going for 8 days." And another tells you, "We are going there to British Columbia for 6 days." but both of them will be correct, because one of them counted day of departure and arrival, 2 days plus 6 days there, but another friend told you only about 6 days which they will spend there. So about the same story here. So, and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And in other gospel it is written that they went not just into a mountain, but it was quite high mountain. It was quite high mountain, and it took them time to climb to that mountain. And it is written there, next, at verse 29. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. So something very special happened, we can read. When Jesus prayed, his face was changed, altered. And let us go to Matthew chapter 17, verse 2, because Matthew gives more details about this change. And so we read Matthew chapter 17, verse 2. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. His face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. So, and we know from the Old Testament that this shining appearance, shining face, is a feature of God, And so it was with Jesus here. And it is interesting that we all people, we have different features, and we have to hide something, everybody, because we all have weaknesses and sins and maybe some bad habits, and we usually hide such bad features from other people. So we try to look better, maybe, than we are in reality. But with Jesus, it was opposite. So Jesus, we know that Jesus was 100% human, man, and at the same time, he was 100% God. But when Jesus lived in the midst of just people, humans, he had to hide his deity. He had to hide.